The following show includes what we often refer to as language. So if, like me, you are offended by such words and phrases as arse, bollocks, tit, wank, titwank, felch, bastard, rotter, arse bandit, cum guzzler, mother licker, mother sucker, motherfucker, twat, binge juice bottler, kiddie piddler, and of course cunt, then you might wish to turn over or fuck off.
It's time once again for another installment of Cheryl Murkowski reading a Craigslist personal ad.
Poor grains. Olivia's dad isn't busy. He has already fucked that ugly redhead silly, and her smelly pussy is begging for cock. Tap it hard, niggas do anic.
Fool by your spirit upon Timmy Boo.
Light up your god!
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Twitter shoes.
And that's right!
You need to learn how to suck a goddamn dick.
7 hot dogs in his ass and a stick of butter.
Open your ass, your heart and mind will follow.
I beat my big fucking penis on my hand.
And back here with you one more time as we close out the week with the Friday show. Got a great program for you. You know, real quick, I wanted to mention this. I found a really bizarre video online. It's a couple of parents telling their little girls that mommy's pregnant with twins. You're going to have little sisters or little brothers or something. And the girl's reaction is kind of weird. One of them starts bawling uncontrollably. She can't hide her emotions. And the other girl couldn't give a shit.
They're having either brother and sister or both.
Sissy, mommy has two babies in her tummy.
Two babies.
Are you excited?
Can I eat one?
No, you can't eat one of the babies. What the hell is wrong with that thing? Never let her babysit her young sisters. You know, when she gets a little bit older, because she'll kill them and rip out their hearts and eat them. Come on, Mom, you're being selfish. You've got two of them. Give me one. I'm hungry. All right, I just thought that was kind of strange. You know, it's not every day you encounter a cannibal baby from the planet Neptune. It's a novel I'm working on. Listen, we kicked the show off today with a clip from Japan. Yes, television over there in the land of the rising, what the fuck, can be a little cray-cray. The BBC or someone with a British accent investigates. Here is a television show all about hypnotism.
Coffee Pot takes three female members of his audience.
Yeah, the hypnotist's name is Coffee Pot. I really should have mentioned that.
Coffee Pot takes three female members of his audience, and after hypnotizing them, he starts by making them strip. Rather than getting them to pretend they're chickens or eat onions, Coffee Pot's style is somewhat more deviant.
Oh.
And the young women under his spell are given bizarre sexual tasks to perform, like fellating a banana, snogging complete strangers, and having multiple orgasms when he touches them.
He hypnotizes you to fuck complete strangers? Oh my god! The woman was having a multiple orgasm and you could see the wet spot in her panties! Meanwhile, you know, here in the United States, we're stuck with the Wheel of Fortune in Jeopardy.
Even the late-night television programs, the sort of soft porn channels, tend to treat sex as a bit of a game. But I don't think anyone can pretend that there isn't also a good degree of exploitation involved. Those sorts of programs do suggest quite strongly that there's a seedy, very seedy and exploitative underbelly to the Japanese...
Yes! Japanese people are nuts when it comes to sex. It's weird because in some ways they're super repressed. And, you know, in other ways they're complete monsters. Being puked on, right? Wallowing in filth. You know, watching girls get fucked by squids.
Entertainment industry.
While he's happy to expose women in front of the cameras, Coffee Pot himself wears a mask, not only making him appear more creepy, but also to hide his identity from any of his volunteers' boyfriends.
Oh, Yeah, they'd be pissed.
Hi, my name is Aya Puzi. I'm a producer of Paradise TV.
This woman is responsible for one of Japan's most distasteful TV shows.
I'm interested. They better have not brought Distorted View over to Japan. I will sue.
Shoujo Shushitsu translates as The Virgin Show, a weekly two-hour-long program. The first half has a game show element to it, where members of the public guess which of the girls is a genuine virgin.
Yes!
After a series of sexual games, the real virgin is revealed.
Can we start an internet network where we just bring over these Japanese shows? We Americanize them. I mean, obviously we couldn't air it on cable networks, but it would be a great internet television channel. 24 hours a day, programming. I think it's a brilliant idea. Another Kickstarter campaign. Once I make my first million from my door-to-door toilet paper business, or my toilet paper of the month club, whatever the fuck I'm calling it, I will then start my internet channel that just features horrible, inappropriate programming. Like, you know, let's fuck the virgin. Yeah, you fuck each of these ladies, and then you have to tell me which one is the virgin. I don't understand your jib-jab language. Subtitles, please.
Second half of the show follows the young women as they lose their virginity, which for the Japanese doesn't seem to be as mind-blowing as it does to Western audiences.
Yeah, good luck finding fucking virgins here in the States. You wouldn't be able to find enough to, you know, for a full season.
I consider it to be a documentary program. No one has seen this most important moment of a woman's life. There are lots of films where actresses pretend to be virgins, but on our show it's made by ordinary amateur girls who apply for it and we'll film the actual moment.
Yeah, we're going to be popping cherries live on the air!
Where they lose their virginity. So we produce it as a documentary. It's not extreme pornography.
Oh, it's a documentary. Okay, not extreme porn. Right, there's just footage now of people having sex.
There are girls who want to give up in the middle of the sex because they feel pain. Others insist that they want to experience it with an actor.
Yeah.
Overall, I have the impression that everyone has a memorable experience of losing their virginity and they go home happy.
If I do start this internet television network, how long do you think it is before I get sued by one of these people? I was raped! I didn't want to be a part of this! I give it a couple weeks.
19-year-old Hazuki wanted to lose her virginity before she turned 20, the age you officially become an adult in Japan. She didn't have a boyfriend or any male friends, and so she applied.
Wait, so there's no age of consent in Japan?
For the show.
I'm moving the show over there.
It was a difficult decision to make. I thought about it over and over.
She's not ugly. She could have, you know, got fucked by.
But you
anyone.
Can only lose your virginity once in your life.
So why not do it on the air? It makes total sense.
And I thought this opportunity could be my one chance. I thought it would help change my life after.
How? You're on TV, you're getting fucked. Okay, you're no longer a virgin, but how is that going to change your life? You're not going to become a giant star.
Yes, I had a good experience. I did the right thing.
Keen to prove the authenticity of the virgins taking part, the makers of The Virgin Show are willing to show scenes which are incredibly personal and, to British sensibilities, cross all boundaries of taste and decency.
Oh, my God! Someone, they took a... Jesus, I need to post this on our Reddit. I say that all the time. But listen, so... How do they prove that this chick was a virgin, right? So she's lying down on the bed, completely naked. This is, I guess, post-sex. And the guy takes a handkerchief or some tissue papers or something and wipes her pussy, showing off all of the blood from her busted-up hymen. Beautiful.
So after viewing in detail these three extreme sex shows, what did our panel make of these disturbing Japanese offerings?
Well, I found it extremely easy to masturbate to.
What I found curious about all of this Japanese stuff is it's a combination of extremely prudish and fluttery and silly and quite sadistic. And I wish I could say it surprised me, but it didn't really.
Well, it was the least sexual thing I think I've ever seen.
I think it's too easy to say that it's another culture, so we should show a bit more understanding, because anyone watching that can see that it's wrong.
But while the panel felt transsexuals in...
That would be the tagline to my internet television show. Anyone who sees it can tell it's wrong. Look forward to that launching real soon. All right, you know, before we get into the news, I did want to mention this. There is a new, horrible, as seen on TV product I have to mention. Now, look, I know it's crazy today with all these websites, you know, requiring a username and password. You know, years ago, you know, you'd use the same password for everything. Now, different websites have different requirements. You know, you have some require a 6-letter password. Some require an 8-letter password. Some will allow all lowercase. Some require you to have at least one upper case letter, right? And some require numbers. I've even had some where you have to use, like, an uppercase letter, numbers, and a symbol in your password. So it is confusing. People have tons of passwords now. It's hard to keep them all straight. But you know what you do? You download a fucking password program. You have one master password. And then you can look up all of your accounts. Your username and password. It's just that simple. What you don't do is write it down on a fucking post-it note and put it on your monitor. Because it's not secure anymore, you see. Or you don't write it down on a piece of paper and keep it in your purse. That's exactly, pretty much, what this product is.
Online passwords. There's just too many. And who could...
By the way, they're all old people using the computers in this commercial, so... Gives you an idea of who's, you know, who this ad is targeted at.
Online passwords. There's just too many. And who can remember all those tricky combinations? So you stick them on your monitor.
No, you don't do that.
You hide them in a drawer. But not anymore. Introducing Password Minder.
Now, when I first heard of Password Minder, I thought, oh, this is a software package, an application.
The personal logbook that takes the hassle out of passwords. Forget about sticky notes or scraps of paper, because Password Minder has been specifically designed to organize and safely store passwords.
Yeah, it's a book. It's a notebook, pretty much, with fields for the URL, the website name, your username, and your password, and any notes.
You'll find them in an instant and never lose a password again, guaranteed. Need to make a password? Just add it to your Password Minder. The alphabetical listing organizes all your usernames and passwords for instant recall and easy reference.
There's not even, like, a physical lock or key on this booklet. It's just wide open for anyone to see.
Now that I have Password Minder, I haven't lost a single password. It's so convenient.
Plus, the Password Minder features a discreet leatherette-bound cover to ensure your passwords stay a secret. And there's plenty of room, enough for hundreds of passwords.
Ooh.
And it's not just for passwords. It also stores your software licenses, network settings, and tricky email configurations permanently. You'll never lose important settings again, even if your computer crashes.
The visual of this old person's computer crashing is hilarious. First of all, it's the Windows blue screen of death that we've all seen, right? But then it starts flashing red. So you see the blue screen of death, then it just goes all red. Then the blue screen of death, then red. Then the blue screen of death and red.
And even if your computer crashes, because you're back up and running in seconds with all your vital information right at your fingertips. In fact, with Password Minder, you'll never lose critical computer settings again.
I don't have to worry anymore about security or identity theft.
Until someone steals your purse and has access to everything. They even know where to look at this point. You know, like, if you just wrote down your password and put it in your purse, someone would find it and say, this is a password for something, but I have no idea what it's for. But thanks to this book, everything is alphabetized. It's everything's right there. Oh, okay, there's her Hotmail username and password. Oh, there's her Capital One credit card. Oh, there's her, you know, her online banking.
I have all my...
It's all in one place.
Passwords in one place. It's great.
If you have passwords, you need Password Minder.
So call now and get your very own Password Minder book for just $10.
The program I use has a special key file that you have to link to. It has to be in a certain place, right? And then you also have to have a master password. And until those two things are there, it's not going to open up the program. It's very secure. I have all my porn passwords right there. All right, one more clip and then we'll get into the news. Shane Lee has been very busy on his YouTube page. He's taking requests, so if you want to hear Shane sing a song, either in his regular voice or his chipmunk voice, I guess you can send a message to him over there on the YouTube. Here is one of the songs people are requesting him to sing.
Would be very best, like no one ever was. Get them by real tests to train them as my cause. I'll travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
That's right, the Pokemon theme song.
Pokemon, gotta catch them all.
Oh,
me. I know it's my destiny. No, you're my best friend in the world we must defend. Gotta catch them all.
Okay.
So true.
I'm not going to play the full 3-minute and 30-second version of this video. Blow my brains out.
Me and I teach you.
Thank you, Sean. Shane.
Gotta catch them all.
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now.
Every challenge along the way, with courage I will face. And we'll battle every day.
Not a member of Distorted Views Sideshow. Oh, we're still doing this.
Right.
Okay.
Shane,
I'm going to have to ask you to shut the fuck
up.
Trying to plug the sideshow.
Pokemon, gotta catch them all.
Okay.
I know, listen. It's my destiny.
SuperFreakSideshow.com is only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. We've just done an exclusive show for you yesterday. Tuesday's program was an extended one, getting ready to launch the new website. I've been working very hard on this, so be on the lookout for that as well. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Oh, exciting news. Next week, Morning Sickness returns, but just for Sideshow members. I'm still banned on YouTube. I think that they're going to lift that restriction on Monday or Tuesday, but for next week, brand new episodes of Morning Sickness, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, available exclusively on the Sideshow. Another reason to sign up, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a Sacramento surgeon has been reprimanded by the state medical board. Why, you ask? He didn't touch anyone inappropriately. He didn't stick a finger where it shouldn't have gone. But he did suggest a patient try oral sex to improve her gag reflex. Is that why she was complaining about the gag reflex? Because that kind of makes sense. If she's like, doctor, my husband's very unhappy with me because I can't go down deep enough on his fucking cock. I just keep choking. Can you recommend something? Maybe throat surgery. And then the doctor said, well, why don't you just try giving oral sex every day and work on that gag reflex? It makes perfect sense to me. The unnamed patient was hesitant to undergo an upper gastrointestinal endoscopy. I always feel like I'm pronouncing that wrong. The procedure would require a scope going from someone's mouth into their intestinal tract. She told Sacramento doctor J. Peter Zagara that she gags at the dentist and didn't want the procedure. That's when the doctor suggested in front of her husband she should be practicing oral sex. Oh, I see. That is kind of inappropriate. Yeah, quote, she should be practicing twice a week on her husband by giving him oral sex to address her gagging reflex. Quote, this constituted unprofessional conduct, and so this is a message that this probably wasn't appropriate, said Cassandra Hawkinson with the California Medical Board. A more appropriate response should have come with regards to dealing with her gag reflex issue. Even if it was a playful suggestion, the medical board says that's no defense. Dr. Zakara apparently did not want to give comment. He was in surgery when asked about the issue. The agency that oversees complaints against doctors is glad the patient reached out to them after hearing the shocking suggestion. Quote, we encourage people to come forward, and I applaud her for coming forward and saying something. It may have been inappropriate, but it would have helped with her gag reflex. As a matter of fact, I think we can go live right now to this woman's procedure. She's having the tube stuck down her throat. Let's see how she fares. Inserting the tube. He's having a hard time with it. Jam it! Jam it down his throat! She's gonna gag anyway. Poor girl. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Northern New York State. A man is behind bars after being accused of public lewdness at a grocery store in Messina Wednesday night. What happened? Well, state police arrested 41-year-old John Allison. Investigators said Allison rubbed a packaged stick of pepperoni on his exposed penis. So it wasn't like he just grabbed this pepperoni and rubbed it on his crotch. He actually whipped out his dick and then rubbed his cock head all over the stick of pepperoni. Probably a little pre-cum on there. Yes, this all went down at the Hannaford store at the St. Lawrence Plaza. Police said he then put the food back on the store shelf. Don't you know that's how you can tell if pepperoni is fresh? You rub your penis head all over it. It's like squeezing fruit. In all seriousness, why do you think guys do stuff like that? Rub their cock head all over the pepperoni stick. Do you think he then just sort of like wanders around the store? He keeps his eye on that pepperoni stick that's now back on the shelf and waits for a woman to grab it. And he's like, yeah, it's kind of like she's touching my penis. I mean, these guys are got to be hard up for sex. I saw the mugshot of this dude. Yeah, it's pretty rough. Really a nerd. Still, I don't know how that satisfies the dude. It's still not sex. I mean, you could go up to the woman and say, hey, smell your fingers. Isn't that kind of musty? That's my ball sack. I rub my dick all over that pepperoni stick. Look, you already have the stink of me on your hands. You might as well just finish me off. Give me a handy or something. I don't know if that's what they're thinking. I don't think this guy's thinking straight. Police said he then put the food back on the store shelf, of course. According to police, a Hannaford loss prevention security officer was watching Allison on video surveillance. Imagine what that sounded like. This guy's just watching the security camera and sees him. Like, what? What is that guy doing? He's got the pepperoni between his legs. Oh my god, you gotta be kidding me. His cock? Then he makes a copy of the video for all of his friends. You would not believe what happened at work today. All right. Yes. In addition to public lewdness, Allison was also charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief because Hannaford is unable to sell the pepperoni. That's right. You're going to have to pay $3 for that stick of pepperoni. Allison was arraigned and ordered held in the St. Lawrence County Jail in lieu of a $1,000 cash bail or $2,000 bond. So there you are. And finally today, from pepperoni sticks to dildos, a man tried to extort money from a Sydney, Australia mechanic he blamed for losing his Mercedes-Benz by threatening him with a large black sex toy. What? I don't think I'm following here. Aaron Sabah was armed during an attempt to demand more. Well, armed with a dildo? That doesn't really count. He's not really armed. A gun or something. All right, in some ways, it's worse than a gun. Aaron Sabah, or whatever, was armed during an attempt to demand money from Michael Monahed, whatever. Sydney's Central Local Court was told during a bail application on Friday. What's the alleged arm? Magistrate Eve Weinhausen said. It's a black dildo, Your Honor, Prosecutor Christian Hearn said. You really need me to say that? According to court documents, Mr. Sabah arrived at the workshop on April 22nd. Sabah entered the workshop in an intimidating manner with a large black dildo. Look, if you're carrying a large black dildo, it's hard to look intimidating. He looked ridiculous. Whatever. He looked menacing with that big dildo in his right hand, which he was smacking into his left hand continually in an aggressive and threatening manner. Oh, okay. The 39-year-old's $167,000 Mercedes-Benz had been repossessed in January after he defaulted on a loan. A week later, Mr. Sabah allegedly drove the repossessed vehicle away from the car yard where it was being held and took it to Mr. Monahed's botany's workshop or something to have the brakes replaced. The next day, police spotted Mr. Monahed driving the stolen car. They took back the car and released the mechanic without charge. In the meantime, Mr. Sabah, who was overseas, allegedly rang the mechanic and demanded $10,000 that he estimated was the outstanding loan amount, which turned out really to be $112,000. I don't really understand what's going on here. How is the car stolen? Can someone explain this to me? Because I don't understand. This guy had a car. It was repossessed because they didn't pay for it. Then the guy who repossessed the car sent it out to have the brakes fixed. Whatever, doesn't matter. After allegedly being threatened with the dildo on April 22nd, Mr. Monahead, or whatever, fled the premise and contacted police. Meanwhile, Mr. Sabah allegedly stole $400 from his desk. Mr. Sabah was arrested that evening and charged with robbery in company, demanding money with menaces, and stealing two vehicles from the mechanics. How do you steal two vehicles? He had to leave and come back, right? Or have someone drive the second car. He's not been charged with any offense relating to his Mercedes, though. His lawyer and instructing solicitor told the court that the police statements of facts indicated Mr. Monajed had accepted responsibility for losing the Mercedes and agreed to pay Mr. Sabah. The magistrate denied Mr. Sabah's bail and adjourned the matter to July 18th. So there you go. Look, I just read this story because it had a big black dildo. The details of the case, quite frankly, don't interest me. Unless it has something directly to do with that big black dildo, my mind kind of drifts. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails now. Love hearing from you guys. 206-666-4463. If you're new to the program, if you've never talked to me before, please call in and say hi. Also, don't forget we've got our online store available for merchandise, jagoo.net. I feel like I have to mention that now as well every fucking day. With our Satan Away shirts, there's still a few left. Some sizes are unavailable, which sucks. I know 2XLs are now officially gone, and there's a couple other sizes that are gone. But if you are not, you know, there's still some sizes available. Satan Away was one of our most popular T-shirts. Got our brand new green shirts available. Some Bristol 7 shirts are on sale. All sorts of great merchandise, jagoo.net. All right, yes, caller.
Timothy James Henson, Sideshow member Dan from Texas calling in. Hey, man, you know, working for the Department of Public Safety as I am now, finally some money. I find that every single day brings a new reason to dislike old people who have access to telephones and working computers. It just fucking blows my mind when they give a simple website address, gps.texas.gov. People are putting it into their Google search engines.
Gloves? What?
Because that's all fucking old people know to do is go to the Google, put it in the Google. Or,
oh, yeah.
The other thing that also pisses me off is when they're like, do I need to get my state representative on you? Do I need to tell this man to go and...
You know, the problem with old people, and I noticed this with my mom, too, when I got her online. You know, I set her up with, I don't remember what, if it was Firefox or Chrome or whatever. And I was showing her how to get to, you know, Gmail and all these other sites. But what happens is when you open a browser now, like Firefox or Google... The first page that opens is usually like a Google search box or has, you know, a search box. And it's in the middle of the page, right? It's right there, big bar where you can just enter, you know, your search stuff. And that's where old people go to find anything. So my mom will just type in Gmail in the search for it, and then click on the link. Like, they don't spend any amount of time looking at the rest of the screen, the rest of the screen real estate. There's all sorts of other stuff going on. If you just look at the very top, you'll see the address bar. But they don't understand what that's for. Old people. What's the deal with them? All right. Yes, go on, caller.
Father, you people, you do your goddamn work. Man, fuck old people. By the time they get our stupid license anyway, they're probably going to die anyway.
Have they ever come up with an internet browser for old people? I mean, they could use WebKit, you know, something like some standard, you know, Safari, Chrome, all those use WebKit. Just come up with something where it pops up and in giant letters with a big arrow, it says, look, this is where you type what website you want to go to. You can even have audio and video clues, you know? I'm going to create one of these goddamn things for old people. All right. Don't install stupid bars. They're like, old people do that all the time, I've noticed, too. And not, you know what, it's women. Women do this. I've used so many computers that belong to ladies, and they fag it up their browser with all these crazy bars at the top. Where, like, recipes and, I don't even know, but just clutter up their menu bars and stuff with useless, and obviously it's tracking you. It's like spyware and shit. Whatever. Okay, listen. I don't need to go off on that today.
Hey, get all riled up. This is Solid from Whorehole. You know, that's my band's name, Whorehole.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think I ever properly thanked Cheryl Murkowski for enlightening us with those two words put together that sound so great that we used as our band name.
Oh, so Cheryl Murkowski, you got that from Cheryl Murkowski, Whorehole. I was wondering about that. I'll have to pass that along to Rills in case she misses today's episode. By the way, if you do enjoy Cheryl Murkowski, I just happened to be on Facebook and saw that Madge Weinstein and Cheryl Murkowski are going to be doing a live show tonight. I believe you can find that at yeastradio.com. That's Madge's website.
Hey, Jim, this is Scott from New York.
Tim! My name is Tim! How long have you been listening to the show?
Hey, Jim, this is Scott from New York, and I actually just stumbled upon you like 2-3 weeks ago. And
oh, okay, so you're a new listener. You might not know that my name is Tim, like Tonka Trucks.
And haven't heard you since the old days of 01297 on Tell Me.
01? Oh, my God. That was my extension. How do you remember that?
And I thought I'd call in today because your story about going to the movie theater over the weekend reminded me of a story of my own, which actually happened in Ohio. I was in Cincinnati at the time. And we were in a pretty full movie theater and with a couple of friends of mine, and we were sitting in a row, and there was one seat left on the end because the other person who was sitting next to me got up and left. So somebody came and took that seat next to me, some guy, and he had the arm on the end, and, you know, this friend of mine to the right of me had the armrest on my right. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll just, you know, I can at least kind of rest my arm on the other armrest, basically on the guy to the left of me, you know, that armrest, because he had the one that was on the end.
Okay.
So this guy keeps, like, doing...
This is very complex. I'm sketching this out here.
The arm shove, you know, like I put my arm up there and he put his up there and move it over. And basically it was like this whole homoerotic arm wrestling match, for lack of a better way to put it.
And that's when you realized you were gay. See, the story has a happy ending. All right, go on with your story.
I'm like, well, I'm never going to be in Cincinnati again. I really don't care. This guy's annoying the shit out of me. What am I going to do? So I wait, and I wait, and he keeps doing it, and finally I'm like, okay, I got a plan. So the next time, and the last time he did it, I kind of leaned over toward him, and I went, oh, I'm going to come. And he got up and went to an entirely different section of the theater along with the person behind him.
That's a good way to get people to stop bothering you in many scenarios. Like, I was at Starbucks the other day. I don't really go to Starbucks that much anymore because I can't afford the calories. But I did. I got a Frappuccino. And I was waiting in line. There was this woman in front of me who had, like, a list. She must have been ordering for her office, right? So she had, like, 20 orders. It was really annoying, but I thought, okay, whatever. And then this old guy came in. It's always old people with me. I must put something out there that just attracts crotchety old people. But this guy, old guy came in line behind me. And I noticed every time that I would look over, he would be like scooching. So at first he was directly behind me. Then the next time I look, he was sort of behind me still, but to the right of me. And then the next time I looked, he was like kind of behind me, but more in line with me, like next to me. Until he somehow weaseled his way in front of me in line. Then another cash register opened, and the woman assumed that he was next because he was kind of in front of me. And I didn't say anything. You know, you have to pick and choose your battles. I've gotten into so many fights, like verbal fights, and I get all riled up, and I really become an asshole. And I know it annoyed me because I didn't say anything. But I know if I said something, it would have been a big scene, and it would screw up my morning. I mean, I love to fight with old people, but I was just like, I'm in a hurry. I've got lots of shit to do. There's a lot of stuff on my mind. And I know if I get into an argument with this guy and make a big scene, it's going to fuck everything up. So, it's still bugging me that I didn't say anything, believe me, but whatever. Now, the next old person I see on the street, I'm just going to punch him in the face.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo, Lloyd.
They don't do anything to me.
Loyal Sideshow Freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric gynecologist calling in. And I got my DV Freak shirt last week, and I love it. It's awesome. But I want to say how proud I am that you spared no expense hiring the most skilled Haitian child labor out there. Yes, my shirt was made in Haiti. And then I checked my Satan Way shirt, and it looks like that one was made in Honduras. So I just wanted to say thank you for...
I would love to purchase Made in America shit, but that would make it even more expensive. And, the way... I don't know if you've made any personalized merchandise or custom stuff, but the way the T-shirt deal is, and the way any of these type of things, the mugs are the same, my cups are the same way, the more you order... the less expensive the items are, per item. So let's say, and I'm just coming up, just to make this easy, let's say if I order 100 T-shirts, they're $5 each, right? If I order 1,000 T-shirts, then they're only $3 each. Make sense, right? So if I was able to buy like 10,000 shirts, I could probably afford to purchase the ones that are made in America. Because it's like, it adds a dollar or two to each stupid shirt. But unfortunately, I don't have that many listeners. Like, economically, it just doesn't make sense. So, yeah, you're going to get shirts made from, in Honduras. Whatever. It's more distorted view appropriate, wouldn't you say? Child labor and such.
Hey, Tim. I don't know if my other one went through. Oh, well. Anyway, this is Kitty Faggot from Texas.
Hi, Kitty Faggot. Great name.
I'm a huge movie buff, so I saw your Iron Man review. And I wanted to let you know that the reason that those suits were so disposable and there were so many of them were because if you notice at the end, he does the whole thing where he's like, well, I'm Iron Man. And the reason they did it was to prove that he didn't need the new suits so that he could be Iron Man. He was just Iron Man all along, and it was real heartwarming. And
I don't like that. I like it better that he needs the suits.
But anyway...
like, this is a guy who's, like, smart and has tons of money and creates this awesome suit. So what now? He can do whatever? No, I don't like that. I like that he needs the suits. Someone told me that, and I don't really read Iron Man. I never really followed Iron Man. I enjoy the movies, but, not the comic book, not so much. But someone said that, like, the next movie's going to have, like, bio armor or something. It's not going to be, like a metal-ish suit. It's going to be, like, more, I don't know. I don't understand what's going on with these movies. I just sit back and watch the explosions and enjoy.
Yeah, Tim, it's Goops Direct. What happened to Friday's show? I didn't even see an explanation as to why.
I know.
You didn't...
I was hoping no one would say anything. I was not going to address it at all. I was just working on other stuff, and it got too late, and I said, fuck it. I'm not going to do a show. That's pretty much it. I mean, I was working on stuff. I've been, working on this sideshow stuff. I can't wait till it's all over with so I can just get back to doing my normal show, and that's it.
Hey, it's him. This is sideshow member Blackforge here.
What the fuck is wrong with your phone?
I've called a few times, and better. I've always said that I'm behind on shows, but I just got to the show where I won a free T-shirt because of my
You're gonna get a T-shirt now.
Comment on
it's like a T-shirt, but it's really short. It gets cut off at your nipples.
It's funny. I don't know if you noticed, but you told me I won the T-shirt immediately after playing my call of me saying I was leaving a review. I don't know if that popped up on the show again. I'm behind. But, I'm going to email you right now.
Yes, email me. Let me know what T-shirt you want. Go on the Distorted View store and pick one out that you want. And let me know the size. And if I have it available, I will send it to you. All right? Is that okay? Shut up. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it okay?
Mommy has two babies in her tummy.
Can I eat?
spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. That's your homework this weekend. Do that for me. Have a great weekend. We will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Do you really want to hurt me?